Welcome to Torah Dimecha Nachayomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we are studying Yechezkel, Perek Mem Beis, Chapter 42. We are now in the section of Yechezkel's Nevuah that discusses the time of the third Beis HaMikdash. The last two parakim discuss the layout of the courtyard. In this parak, we will discuss some of the auxiliary buildings that were located in the Chatzar HaChitzonah, the outer courtyard. In the previous two parakim, there were many ambiguities about the meaning of the verses that had different interpretations by different commentaries. This parak is open to even more debate. The Das Sofrim notes in this parak, quote, "This chapter is the most opaque of all that is said by Yechezkel about the building of the Holy Temple," end quote. There is not a thing in the word of the sages that relates to this chapter. As a result of the lack of clarity and direction from Chazal, you will find that the Rishonim upon whom we rely are silent about many of the confusing topics here. Rashi says in Pasuk Gimel regarding some details, "Lo yadati mahu," I do not know what it is. He also says, "Lo yadati lahavin bo, v'ani lo hayali lo rav lo ozer b'chol ha'binyan hazeh, ela k'mo sheher uni min ha'shamayim." I don't know how to understand it. I do not have a teacher or a guide with this whole building except that which was shown to me from heaven. The Radak says similarly that the parak cannot be understood with the information we have now. We will only understand it in the future. Pasuk Hey, verse 5, he says, "Va'omer ani parsha zu asid Eliyahu leparsha." I say that this section will in the future be explained by Eliyahu Hanavi, who will come and resolve contradictions and confusion in the Torah at the time of Mashiach. The Mitzvah David provides a coherent approach to the Psukim, so he will be a primary source to explain what we are reading here. With that introduction, let's try to understand some of what is being discussed in this parak. As described in the previous parakim, the Beis HaMikdash area was made up of a large outer courtyard that had in its center a small inner courtyard. To help with clarity, and because we are a society are not as used to thinking in terms of cardinal directions, I'm assuming they were looking at the floor plan from the eastern gate at the bottom, the western gate at the top, the northern gate to the right, and the southern gate to the left. The western wall of the inner courtyard is the top wall of the inner courtyard and was the bottom wall of the temple building, the Heichal. The whole temple building was situating above this wall at the western side of the outer courtyard. In the first 14 psukim, we will be discussing four large buildings, the lishchaot, used for storage or administration that are found diagonally to the corners of the inner courtyard but are located in the outer courtyard. To the northwest and southwest of the inner courtyard, meaning at the top right and top left of the inner courtyard, are what the Mefarshim call the Lishchos Hameya, the buildings of 100. These buildings measure 100 amos tall by 50 amos wide. The top and bottom of these Lishchos Hameya align with the top and bottom of the Heichal, which was centered horizontally between them. If you were walking from north to south, from right to left, you would first walk the width of the first Lishka, 50 amos. You would walk through a gap of 20 amos, then you would pass the Heichal. Then there would be more empty space of 20 amos, and you would walk past the Lishka Hameya in the south. In the northeast and southeast corners, meaning to the bottom right and bottom left, were two more buildings which either measured 50 by 50 or 100 by 50 amos. These buildings served an important function. They provided offices, storage, and a place for Kohanim to eat the holy karbanos. Part of the karbanos service was that the Kohanim had to eat the meat. Certain karbanos were considered kachay kachim, holier, and the meat could only be eaten in a place that had the status of the inner courtyard. However, the inner courtyard in the third temple doesn't have places for the Kohanim to eat. Part of our discussion in this parak is how the buildings retained their extra status of the inner courtyard, even though they were situated in the outer courtyard. Let's look at the Pesukim. Pasuk Aleph, Yotzieni el hachatzar hachitzonah hadarach derach hatzafon. Then he brought me, meaning the Malach brought me, forth into the outer courtyard, the way toward the north. In the last parak, Yechezkel had been standing inside the Heichal. The Malach now brings Yechezkel back down out to the inner courtyard through the eastern gate, and then to the outer courtyard via the northern gate, the gate on the right. Vayivini el halishka asher neged hagezra v'asher neged habinyan el hatzafon. And he brought me to the chamber that stood next to the gezra, which was the tall Heichal building that was next to the building to the north, meaning to the right of the Heichal. The Malach is the one who took Yechezkel on this tour. Pasuk Beis tells us that the dimensions of the building are 100 by 50 amos. The Das Mikra says that the main door to the building was in the northwest corner, while Rabbi Eisen places the large entrance to the building in the middle of the northern wall. The Pesukim tell us more about this building. Mesus David clarifies the meaning of the Pesukim, which can be hard to understand. He tells us that this building was 3 stories tall. As such, it needed pillars both inside and outside of the building to support its structure. Because of these pillars, the lower floors had less floor space than the top floor. The top level could have an open floor plan, as there were no need for pillars on that floor to support upper floors, while the lower floors had pillars which broke up the space. How did the Kohanim get from the Mizbeach into one of these buildings? Some karbanos can only be eaten in areas that had the status of the inner courtyard. Pasuk Dalet tells us that there was actually a gap of 1 amah in the northwest and southwest corners, the top right and top left corners of the walls of the inner courtyard. This small shortcut gateway leads to a small little patch of ground that measures 5 amos by 10 amos long. There was an entrance into the Lishka building directly off of this yard. This yard will have the status of the inner courtyard, but the Kohanim don't need to enter the outer courtyard to get to the building where they will eat. They can just take the shortcut through the gate, across the yard, and into the building. Psukim Tes and Yod describe the Lishkos HaChamishim, the buildings at the bottom, when you come in from the east. On this side, there was a passageway from within the inner courtyard that led directly into the Lishka HaChamishim. This reminds me of buildings in Manhattan or Washington, D.C., where if you walk down some hallways, you end up in an entirely different building without ever going outside. Pasuk Yud Aleph, verse 11, tells us that the eastern building, those in the bottom, had all the same features as the buildings in the west on the top. Based on this pasuk, the Mesudas David feels that all the buildings were identical, including their dimensions of 100 by 50 amos. The Malbim disagrees and says the bottom buildings were 50 by 50 amos. Aside from their size, all their features were the same. Until now, we have, from Psukim Aleph to Yud Aleph, 1 to 11, only been discussing the buildings on the north, on the right side. Pasuk Yud Beis, verse 12, tells us that there were symmetrical buildings on the southern, the left side. Pasuk Yud Gimel, verse 13, now turns to the functions of these buildings. There are different levels of Kedusha and Har HaBayis, as we've said before. Certain karbanos, such as the Mincha, Chatas, and Ashem, are called Kachei Kachim. They have an extra status. Those meats cannot be taken out of the inner courtyard. The Lishchos were given the status of being part of the inner courtyard, so the Kohanim could eat there. The buildings on the bottom had an entry directly from the inner courtyard, so they could be considered attached. For the buildings next to the Heichal, they sit entirely in the outer courtyard. The yard, right outside the inner courtyard, through the corner gates, also has the status of the inner courtyard, so the Kohanim could cut through to get to the building to eat. Pasuk Yud Gimel, verse 13. Lishchos HaTzafon, Lishchos HaDarom, Asher Al Pnei HaGizra. The north chambers and the south chambers, the ones that are to the left and the right of the Gizra of the Heichal building, behold, these buildings are holy, and the Kohanim who are near to Hashem can eat the most holy things there that were brought as a karban. Pasuk Yud Zalad, verse 14, also tells the Kohanim that while they can wear their holy clothes in the Shkos that they wear to serve Hashem, they can't go out to the Chatzer HaChitzona, the outer courtyard, in those clothes. The buildings then must have storage for their holy clothes and a place for Kohanim to change into their regular outfits. Pasuk Tezbav, verse 15, Yecheskel is done the tour of his chatzah. The Malach will now take him outside. Hotzi ani derech hashar asher panav derech hakadim umedado saviv saviv. He brought me forth by way of the outer courtyard which faced the east and measure it around. The Malach is now measuring the entire temple complex, not just the outer or inner courtyard. Parak Zion, verse 16, Madad Ruach HaKadim B'Knei HaMidah Hamesh Amos Kanim B'Knei HaMidah Saviv. He measured the east side with the measuring rod, 500 rods with the measuring rod all around. The eastern, northern, southern, and western sides of the complex are each measured to be 500 rods. Each rod, as we've said before, is 6 amos, which makes it 3,000 amos on each side. 3,000 amos is approximately a mile on each side, or around 640 acres. To give you a comparison, this is more than double the size of the Washington Mall, and the entire Central Park is 840 acres, so it's only slightly smaller than the entire Central Park. The Temple Mount in the future will be so large, so it will be able to accommodate the many visitors who come there. Parak concludes in Parak Chaf, verse 20, that there will be a wall that surrounds the entire complex, v'havdil ben hakodesh l'chol, to make a separation between that which is holy and that which is common. In this parak, we learned about the administrative buildings and where they are situated in relation to the inner and outer courtyard, how the Kohanim would travel between the buildings, and what the buildings were used for. We concluded the parak by taking a tour of the outer boundaries of the Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount, that are set aside as Kodesh, holy. Thank you for studying together, Lilo Nishma, Malka Esther, Basri Yosef.